This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Gary, middle initial E, like Echo, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, date of birth 6/12/1946. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Miller with a diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, history of obstructive uropathy of the right kidney, which essentially left that kidney non-functional, and current left flank pain. His last visit was March 22nd of this year. He requested today's visit because he was concerned about the left flank pain, but he actually has had several falls on his left side, and that's when the pain started, but he was concerned that it may be kidney related. So he did have lab studies done July 29th, and kidney functions actually improved, but he has not had an ultrasound done of his kidneys since 2016. So we will be doing an ultrasound just to make sure there are no obstructions or any changes that are noted in the left kidney. He denies any hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. And sugars are well controlled. He states that he is off gliburide and basaglar insulin now. He's on Lantus instead, 14 units at bedtime. Medications. Yes, I will highlight the lisinopril, 10 milligram once daily, and the hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram once daily. Physical exam. The patient is alert and oriented, in no distress. Weight is 225. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 64. Pulse is 67. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. No ascites. In the flank, he does have palpable spasm in the left paraspinal muscle area. None on the right, and there appears to be some scoliotic curvature of the spine in the thoracic area. So I believe he's hurt him, he's twisted his back when he fell. And no bruising is evident. And no edema of the lower extremities. And labs, most recent labs were done 7/29/22. As previously stated, creatinine is 1.0, estimated GFR greater than 60, albumin 4.6, calcium is 9.2, sodium 135, potassium is 4.8, carbon dioxide 24, phosphorus is 3.3, hemoglobin 13.9 with normal platelets and normal white count. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with improved creatinine levels, hypertension at goal, and left flank pain with history of obstructive uropathy of the right kidney, leaving that kidney essentially non-functional. So we have scheduled a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan on August 2nd in Alma, and we will assess the, especially the left kidney, where the pain is. If that appears normal, we've asked him to contact you for further evaluation, possibly an x-ray of the spine, and maybe referral for physical therapy for that flank pain, which appears to be muscle spasm. And he's going to continue to have lab studies done for us every 6 months, and we'll recheck him in this office in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.